to Scone. Now, Port Macquarie will race on Thursday. Michael Bowman's with me. How are you, Michael?
Morning, Cozzy. Very good.
How's you probably copping the hot weather already there at the moment, I'd imagine?
We're not supposed to be as hot as Sydney and other places, but certainly very smoky this morning.
Have you had embers or anything like that coming in? Embers or anything like that coming in, or just purely smoke?
No, I think we're pretty right as that goes, but for some reason the smoke's really come in this morning. But looking ahead to Thursday, there's a good forecast for the wind to come from the east-southeast. So that'll be blowing in from the ocean, so that should clear things away, but we'll see how that goes.
Where's the nearest fires to you guys, Michael?
It really kicked off on Friday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, and the weekend was horrendous for up in the valley and south of us there at Tuncurry and Crowdy Head, west of Warhope. A lot of damage and houses lost, unfortunately.
I'm looking at a photograph of Port Macquarie last night, and you can see the glow of the sky just looked orange.
Yeah, it's certainly been bad, but hopefully, the wind will blow in.
Well, that's what you want. Coming from the coast, that's going to help you a bit, isn't it? And hopefully clear things up for you. But at this stage for Thursday, you're all good. You're locked and loaded with no worries.
Yeah, the acceptances have just been done at the moment. Pretty even meeting. We've got 79 acceptors for the 7 races, which we're quite happy with. And the track will be a good pull.
All right, terrific. Well, we'll be talking to you on Thursday morning. All the best, Michael.
Thanks very much, Cozzy.
Michael Bowman at Port Macquarie. And I can tell you, Tuncurry Foster was the one that was in real strife the other night. We're going to catch up with Julie Manning in just a moment there. She's the secretary manager at Tuncurry Foster. They were blessed, and one of the things that came into play was the irrigation system that helped them. They've had one installed from Racing New South Wales not that long ago, and that turned out to be one of the real lifesavers for them there.